Support for this podcast comes from San Francisco International Airport. At SFO, you can discover award-winning flavors and unique shops all before takeoff. Learn more about what's at SFO at flysfo.com.
Hey, it's Avery Trufelman, host of Articles of Interest. And I've got to say, I've been a fan of KQED ever since I was a little kid, and I would come out to San Francisco to visit my grandma. It was just what we'd always turn on every time we got in the car, every time we were making dinner and turning on the radio. It was always KQED. And then over the years, I've become a massive fan of KQED podcasts because this is local reporting at its best. These are answers to questions you've always wanted to know, interviews with exciting, unusual voices, necessary journalism, all told with love and care and artistry. And did you know that a majority of KQED's funding actually comes from members? It's just people like you and me supporting the programs they love, while also getting access to cool events, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. If you want to sign up and be a part of this amazing community, visit donate.kqed.org/podcasts to become a member today. That's podcasts with an S. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your support.
From KQED.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Saul Gonzalez in Los Angeles. If you've been struggling with inflation-fueled high prices, from groceries to gasoline, some help is on the way. Starting today, the state will start sending out about $9.5 billion worth of tax rebates to Californians to help people with their bills. Now, to qualify, you must have filed a 2020 tax return and been a resident of the state for 6 months or more during that same year. The one-time payments will range from $400 to $1,050 for joint tax filers and between $200 and $700 for those who filed individually. The exact amount received depends on people's incomes. The refunds will come either through a direct deposit into bank accounts or via a debit card that's mailed to people. Payments will continue to be made through January of next year. Finding affordable housing is a big problem across the state. You all know that, particularly though for communities of color. In Sacramento, Black residents are three times as likely to say they can't afford their rent or mortgage compared with the area's overall population. Cap Radio's Chris Nichols has more on that and other findings in a poll published this week by Valley Vision. That's a civic leadership organization in the Sacramento area.
The survey found nearly 9 of every 10 Black residents are concerned about the cost of housing in the Sacramento region, a level higher than any other racial or ethnic group. Kendra Lewis with the Sacramento Housing Alliance says the struggle is tied to decades of discriminatory housing practices.
In so many aspects of Black American life and locally, there is a constant concern about housing, and Sacramento, for many, was affordable. Now I think the concern is, where do I go?
Flojan Kofer is with the Davis-based nonprofit Public Health Advocates. She says governments must be more equitable in their solutions.
So if you have communities where people have not historically been able to buy homes, then we need to concentrate our efforts for home ownership in those communities and put resources there. They can't be blanket, because if you give everybody access to it, you're going to keep seeing the same patterns that we've seen before.
One more way to help, according to Lewis and Kofer, make sure neighborhood groups don't kill affordable housing projects. For the California Report, I'm Chris Nichols in Sacramento.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.
Hey there, this is Brittany Luce from NPR's It's Been a Minute. KQED's podcasts like The Bay, Bay Curious, Mind Shift, Right Nowish, and more all tell the stories of the Bay and beyond with reliable, human-centered journalism. They aim to inspire, make you think, entertain, and expand your understanding of the place you call home. Here's how you can support podcasting at KQED.
Showing your support is easy, and you can join Brittany in supporting KQED Podcast too at donate.kqed.org/podcast. That's donate.kqed.org/podcast.
And now to a preview of our sister show, The California Report's weekly magazine. This week, we hop on a bus many in the Vietnamese American community informally call the Ben Mi bus because of the importance of food to many of the passengers on the trip. Reporter Christine Nguyen takes us on a mouthwatering journey from San Jose to Little Saigon in Orange County, a route that connects the two largest Vietnamese communities outside of Vietnam.
Rồi cô bác nào đi vui lòng mời lên xe giùm cô bác ơi.
We head down Highway 101 past Gilroy's Garlic Fields. I'm kind of looking forward to this ride because I've heard about it for years. It got the name Beng Mi Bus because for lunch, they used to give passengers a Beng Mi, a crispy baguette filled with grilled meat, pickled vegetables, chilies, herbs, mayo, and Maggi seasoning. Or a vegetarian option. COVID ended that. Now you just get a bottle of water. But these days, despite no free lunch, Beng Mi is still the carry-on food of choice. Conveniently, there is a Beng Mi shop at most stops. Behind me, a lady gazes out the window, tantalized by the prices at roadside food stands. She tells me she's 73 and her name is Hien Nguyen. Hien means friendly. She and her husband Lee don't feel confident driving the 400 miles from San Jose to Orange County to see their grandkids. They'd rather relax. Hien passes me an adorable cluster of apple bananas. Once I finish the plump fruit, Hien keeps feeding me. A Tupperware appears over my shoulder. It's homemade soy va, which is sweet rice with coconut and a generous yellow dust of mung beans. She's topped it with thick matchstick slices of chả lụa, which is like Vietnamese mortadella cooked in banana leaves. Hien hands me a package of disposable utensils. I dig in. The Xia Da Huang Bus Company started when its founder, Lin Hoang Nguyen, saw an opportunity. Over 500,000 Vietnamese Americans live in California, and San Jose and Orange County are like two Vietnamese capitals like Hanoi and Saigon. And though the communities are distinct, they share a constant flow of people and stuff back and forth. In the late 90s, Lin, a professional driver, often helped Vietnamese navigate airport check-ins in Orange County. For many refugees and immigrants who didn't know the way to San Jose, the airport and the language barrier were overwhelming. What if he drove people himself? So Lin bought a few vans, and eventually his new company, Xia Da Huang, expanded to a network of coaches across the West Coast. It was appealing to riders because it was kind of like Greyhound, but Vietnamesified.
Christine Nguyen's journey on the Ben Mi bus continues on this week's California Report magazine. Tune in on some public radio stations or listen to the magazine's podcast. And that is the California Report for Friday, October 7th. We are a production of KQED Public Radio. Our engineers are Danny Bringer, Katie McMurrin, and Seal Muller. Our producers are Amanda Stupai, Keith Mizuguchi, and Juan Carlos Lara. Our senior editor is Angela Corral. Our interim director of news is Ki Sung. Our vice president of news is Ethan Tovin Lindsay. And our chief content officer is Holly Kernan. Remember, we have a daily podcast. Subscribe to it and listen to the show anytime you'd like. I'm your host, Saul Gonzalez. And wherever you are in the Golden State, thanks for listening and have a great day and weekend.
Support for the California Report comes from Stanford Healthcare, where their greatest reward is a healthy patient. Guideline. Their automated 401k plans can be set up in 20 minutes. More at guideline.com/CA. Guideline. The California way to 401k. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose philanthropy includes Schmidt Ocean Institute, coming this fall, the launch of research vessel Falkor 2, advancing the frontiers of ocean science and exploration on the web at schmidtocean.org.
Do you love learning about the San Francisco Bay Area? Its history, its people, its unique blend of cultures? Then you should check out the Bay Curious book. I'm Katrina Schwartz, editor and producer on the Bay Curious podcast, and I'm here to let you know that for the month of May, we've worked out a sweet deal for KQED podcast listeners. Right now, you can get the Bay Curious ebook for $1.99. That's right, $1.99. Just search for Bay Curious wherever you get your ebooks or find a link in our show notes. This offer does expire at the end of the month, though, so you'll want to act on it fast. Happy reading!
Hi there, I'm Rand Abdel-Fattah from Throughline. If you're listening to this podcast, you know that KQED produces exceptional storytelling that keeps you informed, inspired, and entertained. Their podcasts cover issues from your neighborhood to the entire country and everything in between. Support this work today.
You can help us continue to bring quality podcasts to your ears. Just head to donate.kqed.org/podcast. That's donate.kqed.org/podcast.
Hi, I'm Sasha Coca, host of the California Report magazine. Every week, we bring you stories about what connects us in the giant, diverse Golden State. Because what happens in California changes the world.
I love this place. We were once seen as like the place to be, California. The land of milk and honey. That's where you go to Sunshine State. But we just have challenges right now.
KQED's California Report magazine. New episodes drop every Friday, wherever you get your podcasts.